So some of you know, some of you don't know. And if you don't know, shame on us. But when Ed and I partnered up, one of the coolest ideas he had was to put together a podcast, right? And we couldn't come up with a name, so we didn't want to take a whole lot of time. So we call it Ed and Ken's Mini Podcast. Has anybody heard or listened to even 1 minute? All right, so we got some people listening.
Of course.
So Ed and Ken, we record this podcast every Tuesday, and it's always, there's very little preparation. You know, we get on, all right, what do you want to talk about? Okay, fine, let's go, and we hit record. And it's great for me because I'm like, I get 20 minutes to ask Ed Fordyce questions every Tuesday. Like, there's people paying thousands of dollars for this, and I'm getting it for free. So, like, selfish me. I'm like, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. And he goes, well, you want to ask me some questions? I said, sure. I mean, these are going to be my curious questions. I get to ask the questions, you get the answer. And again, I get it all for free. Now, you guys are getting it for free. But what Ed doesn't know is that we are currently recording an episode of Ed and Ken's Mini Podcast right now. So a round of applause so everybody gets live. We got the energy. And this is really not that different from what we normally do. So let's get right into it. All right.
Let's do it. And just so you all know, I'm very passionate and very emotional. I cry when a new Wawa opens in the neighborhood. So it's just something. So just go with it, man. All right, let's go.
All right. So you called this Charging the Storm.
Yeah.
But you did not. And I'm glad because it would have killed my first question. Why'd you call it Charging the Storm? What does that even mean?
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to get real here. Charging the Storm comes from the story of the difference between buffaloes. They like change the animal, buffaloes and rhinoceroses and cows. When a storm's coming, the cow runs away from the storm, and the storm chases the cow, and the cow never gets out of the storm, right? The buffalo or the rhinoceros charges the storm. They go in the storm and they get out of the storm quicker. So that's where it came. Where I'm really locked in now, and I laugh about this every time I think of it, about 3 months ago, I was diagnosed with what I call a cellular confusion. Some people call it C-A-N-C-E-R. I don't believe in that word. But when I got the diagnosis, I walked out and I was pissed. It's like, Jesus. And I looked up the sky and I said, all right, let's go. Charge the storm. We're charging the storm. That's where Charge the Storm comes from. That's going to be my next tattoo. Charge the Storm. So we all have storms in our life. Right? We all have storms in our life. And I promise you, if you charge that storm, you charge it. You don't resist it. What we resist, persist. Charge the storm. Go into it head first, straight forward.
Great answer.
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember when Ed shared that news with me, and it floored me. But, you know, I said this is going to sound weird when I say this to you, but like, I'm actually kind of like weirdly, curiously excited to see how badass you're going to be attacking this storm. And you have been. And like we talked about it one time, and, you know, the guy just shows up every single day with the same passion. And I look forward to you kicking its ass, which you will.
And you know, what I love is the people like closest to me, I laugh like you can see Ken. I can see it in Ken's eyes. Ken loves me. We're brothers, man. And y'all were like, not you. And I'm like, why not me? I'm the perfect soldier to handle this shit. If I could almost die in a crack house and then come out of that and, you know, have a reasonably good life, like, this isn't shit, man. And this allows me to become an even better leader, which I love, which I pray for. So it's already done. And seriously, I'm good. Like, I ain't going nowhere. Like, I'm not qualified for heaven yet. And if I go to hell, the devil's going to lose his job. So next question.
All right. In your presentation or your promotion of this, you talked about strategic internal alignment.
Mm.
Mike was phenomenal with this, but how do you find your, first of all, what is it? What does that mean? How do you find it? And especially in times when like you're burnt out or you feel stuck, which is, you know, 100% of us have felt stuck at one point or another.
Okay. So strategic internal alignment, I'm going to look something up here so you get a, like how you can figure it out. But because I was already on this journey of becoming the best version of myself, authentic version of me, when I was hired back in 2009 to take over a wonderful KW office, I was the fifth person in 4 years in that position. So I walked in and I was like, all right, how do I do this job? And they said, well, follow the model. And I said, what model is that? And they said, the model that the company teaches. And I said, did the other four people follow that model? And they said, yeah. And I said, I'm not following that model. Clearly, it doesn't work. So what was authentic to me was the way that I recruited was I booked 100 free coaching sessions. I cared and loved about people. And I had like two goals. You're either going to join. It's still my way I recruit today. You're either going to join the company I'm with, right? Or I'm just going to make you a better person or get you a raise, right? And I have no problem. I care more about agents than I do the company that I represent. So like I will tell you, and Steve and I have been on a journey together. We're like soul brothers. Like there's a lot of great agents from a lot of great companies in here. A company that I respect the most in the Westchester area and has expanded is VRA. What Steve's done, and I coach a bunch of his agents, and here's the cool thing about Steve. He's so confident in his company. I don't work for VRA. I'm an EXP agent. I want agents to be in a great company where they can earn the most, learn the most, right? And I don't have a problem talking about other brokers or leaders. But I will also say, and I'm not going to do it here, what's wrong with our industry and what companies are not doing well. I won't do that here in a public forum. If you want to do it offhand, I will do that. But I respect Steve, what he does with his agents, what he does with his team. He's got one of the best coaches in the industry, Becky, here. Like, I don't even remember what question he asked me, but that's
I was going to say, like, let me bring it back.
Kent used to work with
strategic
me.
Alignment, though, and
oh, I think yeah. That
we have talked about this before. You talk about how do you know when you're not in a when you're not in alignment, whether it's where you're working or who you're surrounding yourself with. What are some of the things that kind of give you an idea that you're not aligned?
Okay, so here's the question. Go to ChatGPT. I want to help myself and others uncover our strategic internal alignment as it relates to real estate, performing at a high level, but doing it naturally the way we're designed to do it. But ChatGPT has to have already gotten to know you good enough, right, in order to give you that strategic internal alignment. Because what can happen sometimes is we could go to a training and we hear something from a guru and we go out, like I could, if I hop in the real estate business, I could call 5,000 expired listings. Say, hey, Ken, this is Ed Fortes, EXP Realty. I saw that your home came up on the expired list. Can you tell me why your home didn't sell? I can go through that. I could recruit agents all day long. Hey, Molly, it's great to see you. I know we work together. Tell me what's working. Can we get together for 5 minutes, dissect your business? Blah, 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 blah. Because I'm not internally aligned with that method, I might get results, but I'm going to burn out. I'm going to get unhealthy. I'm not going to feel like cold calling works, right? Yeah. Cold calling works, right? And so does prostitution. How does your soul feel at the end of the day? Like that's what strategic alignment is, right? So what I would do is, again, ChatGPT can be the best guide, but also so can your heart and your soul. When you go home, see, this is what I'm strategically aligned with. I will have more energy when I leave here than when I came in, right? But if I had to sit around a board meeting, I would take a nap in my car in the parking lot, right? And this is really important because if we aren't strategically aligned, you know, the question I always ask is, does your family get the best of you or the rest of you? Right? I tell my brothers and sisters that I'm helping get sober. Every child deserves a sober parent. And every child deserves an alive, vibrant, passionate mommy and daddy coming home. Not a mommy and daddy that goes, just give me a minute. I've been guilty of all that. And I know we have to do what we have to do sometimes. But man, like that's where it stops today. This ends now. This thing I posted today, like we're addicted to being busy, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of times we're busy because we don't actually want to face what we need to face in our life.
That answers the question.
All right.
one of the themes with our presentation earlier with Mike, the word that just kept kind of rattling around in my brain was discipline. He's incredibly disciplined, and I know you are too, but what are some of your, I mean, you have multiple businesses, mm-hmm. and, you know, but that obviously requires discipline. So what are some of your disciplines or like your non-negotiables mm-hmm. that keep you operating at a high level?
Yeah. So a couple of things are, number one, what I put in my body, the simple thing, if any of you, like my first recruiting question a lot of times is how much water do you drink a day? Right? And I ask weird questions like that. But the truth is, if you're not drinking enough water, then you don't have enough oxygen in your blood. If you don't have enough oxygen in your blood, your brain's not getting enough oxygen. I hear it's really important.
I remember one time we were literally getting ready to hit record and he goes, whoa, have you drank any water yet today? And I'm like, I don't think I have. He's like, can you get a glass of water, you know, get some hydration before we start? And he was absolutely right. I don't know how he did it, but
yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. It's
but also facing my, what would be called like deficits. So I know I work in 20 minute segments, right? Like I know I can get obsessed for 20 minutes, you know, and that call sounds like if Chrissy wasn't already with DXP. Hey, Chrissy, it's Ed Fordyce with DXP. Hey, seeing you're doing great. I want to, you know, talk to you about joining our company. And Chrissy's like, no, Ed, I don't. And like, I'll say like, Chrissy, well, here's the deal. I'm going to post on social media that you joined DXP at 3:00 and your broker's going to get really upset about that. So are you going to meet me? Right. She's laughing now. Right. Like, that's what I get obsessed with. Like, so I'm going to book an appointment somehow, some way. I'll be like, hey, I have pictures from your bachelor party from 10 years ago. I don't want them to go public. So you're going to meet me at 3:00 today and talk about making a change.
So your discipline is blackmail.
Blackmail, whatever it takes. But discipline, number one, like it is my, and I call this the mommy disease. I don't have it because I'm not a mommy. I want you all to do two things for me. It's a personal favor. Number one, I want you to start putting yourself first. How uncomfortable do the mothers feel in here right now? Like me first, right? Please put yourself first. We need you to be healthy, alive, and strong. And you deserve it. Number two, when you're brushing your teeth in the morning at night, and guys, you can do this too. I've been teaching this for 100 years. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself. I really want you to do that twice a day. There's not a more beautiful feeling. Now, for some of you, it might be hard. But talk about self-belief and self-esteem. That's where it starts. Right? Men, you do it too. Right? It's the most beautiful feeling in the world. We have to start taking care of ourselves. And we are in a business that teaches the opposite, like the grind, right? I had a mortgage consultant that I was coaching years ago, and he told me this story. He said, And it was all men. It was like the mortgage men, whatever, collective. And he got up and he's like, all right, guys, how many of you were in the office making calls at 7 o'clock this morning? And like all the warriors raised their hand like, I was. And he was like, do you know who your wife was having breakfast with? And do you think it was just breakfast? And they all went like, oh. Yeah, there's like, that's crazy. That's insane, man. Like, if you have to give up everything to get to where you want to go, what have you really gained? And I call it the disease of more all the time, right? Like, it is a balance of how do we get to where we want to go without losing everything.
Yeah.
All right. My last question, I feel like this one's kind of silly because you've given so many, but if there was one message that you want everybody to take home, what would it be?
I think I have a couple. One would be if you're married and you don't have a great relationship, make that your first priority. If you're a female, hug your husband, tell him you love him, you admire him, and you respect him. If you are a male, go home, hug your wife, and tell her you see her, you feel her, you've got her, and you protect her. If you're single and you have kids, hug your kids, let them know you have their back. No matter what, you have their back. And then another thing would be to, I learned this from Ed Mylett, that his biggest fear is going to heaven and meeting the best version of himself. And that best version of himself is either going to go, oh, dude, you nailed it. Way to go. Like, I can't believe, like, I thought, like, in the 90s, it was all going to come to a crashing end, but you came back and you survived and you got sober and then you did this and you helped a lot of people and you did this and you invested in that. Like, oh, my God. Or that best version of himself is going to look at him and go, dude, are you kidding me? That's all you did? So, you know, the message would be, you are so much, you were meant for so much more. Not that you're not doing enough now, but just have the courage to look deep in your soul. And this is, you know, this isn't a dress rehearsal, man. This is the real game. This is the real deal. And it's time to start playing. It's time to start playing big.